of Adjustment. Let's stand for the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Would you like to call the roll, please?
Mr. Carrasco?
Present.
Ms. Cully?
Here.
Ms. Johnson? Mr. Jurgens?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Here. Regarding the minutes of the last meeting, has everyone reviewed those minutes?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. First case of the evening, SE11-0005.
Good evening. My name is Patty Hitchcock. I represent the City of Ocala Growth Management Department. I will submit my written recommendation as part of this record.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. This is a request for a special exception to allow a recreation facility indoor within a building that sits on property zoned M1 Light Industrial. Property is located on the north side of Northeast 33rd Street, east of 36th Avenue. For some time, city staff has been getting requests from the general public and organizations interested in using some of the industrial buildings in town for recreation facilities, such as some of the uses that have come forward have been league volleyball, basketball, soccer, gymnastics, cheerleading, paintball and pellet games, and roller skating. These industrial buildings are uniquely configured oftentimes because they're large, wide open spaces with high ceilings. Quite often the structural supports are on the exterior wall, so there are no internal conflicts with active recreation. And staff, considering that some of these uses may be an appropriate adaptive reuse for these buildings, took a code amendment forward to City Council in August of this year, which amended the code to allow recreation facilities indoor within the M1 and M2 zoning districts, subject to a special exception being approved by the Board of Adjustment. We recommended the special exception process so that each specific location could be reviewed on a case-by-case basis, because it may not always be appropriate to mix the recreation use with an industrial use. And typically these industrial buildings are not providing parking at a ratio to satisfy the recreation facilities. But we felt that that these buildings should have an adaptive reuse, and we wanted the opportunity to look at these on a case-by-case basis. City Council agreed and they approved the amendment. This is our very first case of this nature. The property, it's a little difficult to see, is located, as I said, on the north side of Northeast 33rd Street. My written recommendation has an error in it. The land use is actually medium industrial for the subject property, as well as the east, west, and south. However, all properties are zoned M1 light industrial. And the county line is coincident with the northern property line of this property. This is a picture of the front facade of the building. You can see by its nature it is not just strictly a warehouse or industrial building with the windows and traditional man doors, and then also the overhead doors. It lends itself to flex space, which could be office space with storage or a manufacturing use in the back. The request is to allow Legends Gym to go into this 10,000 square foot building. Legends is a cheerleading and gymnastics school for children. They hold 2 to 4 classes each day with a maximum of 10 children per class. Classes for the younger children begin at 3:30 p.m. and the older children arrive after 4:30 p.m. The last class is at 7:30. This is another shot of the building looking north from Northeast 33rd Street. There's an identical warehouse building adjacent to the east. Along the south side of Northeast 33rd Street, there are some warehouse and distribution centers. I think this used to be corrugated products. And then west of that is another warehouse and distribution facility that was also corrugated products. And this was the office space on the westernmost portion of that building. And then looking north is a self-storage facility. Now, as I said earlier, some of the uses, some of the reasons these needed to be viewed as a special exception would be the intermingling of industrial and recreational facilities. That is not so much a concern here as, but the parking issue will need to be addressed by another mechanism. The site presently has 13 parking spaces on site. If all 10,000 square feet were recreation facility, they would need 50 parking spaces. However, I don't believe they're going to use all 10,000 square feet. One of the things the fire department as well as the building department have asked for before they approve occupancy of this space is a life safety plan. And that will show us exactly how the interior spaces will be laid out so I can better calculate how much parking they'll need to provide to meet code requirements. With an understanding that the parking code is also a ratio based on national averages, we have some alternatives to address the parking rather than following the strict ratio in the code. They could submit a parking study. They are presently in operation. They could hire a professional who could take a look at how they operate and could provide us with a professional study as to how much parking they need at their maximum demand. If that were, you know, if it were 13 spaces, they would have enough space on the current site. If they need more than the 13 spaces on the current site, the warehouse that's adjacent to the east is in common ownership, and there are 17 parking spaces there that could be available to them if they entered into a parking agreement that satisfied the city that those spaces would be allocated. They have another option in that they could request a public hearing in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission to utilize parking off-site. The corrugated products building on the south side has about 28 parking spaces located on the east side of their building, and they could request a joint agreement to use those. We prefer, would hope that they are able to accommodate all their parking either on-site or with the property adjacent to the east, because there is on-site circulation between those properties, so there wouldn't, you know, there could be the circulation for drop-off of children and pickup of children. After addressing those issues, staff recommends approval with a number of conditions. One, that the special exception is granted to the applicant for this parcel only. Two, that they would provide a life safety plan for review by the building and fire departments, but would include the square footage information on the use of the interior spaces necessary for calculation of the parking requirements. And I wanted the applicant to be aware that review of the life safety plan could lead to some additional building, plumbing, and fire safety code improvements to the property. Occupancy of the building may not incur until the building and fire department requirements and inspections have been satisfied. Occupancy of the building may not occur until parking requirements have been satisfied as provided in the Ocala Code of Ordinances. And the parking area shall be restriped so that all spaces are clearly marked prior to occupancy of the building. The pavement markings are fairly faded. With all of that, staff recommends approval, and I'm happy to answer any of your questions.
Patty, is the majority of the surrounding stuff in common ownership? The building to the south, the building to the southeast, and the building to the east?
The properties on the south side of Northeast 33rd Street are in common ownership. The applicant owns the subject property and the property adjacent to the east. All buildings are vacant at this time.
Okay, the buildings to the south aren't owned by the applicant?
No, they're not.
Okay.
I believe they may have been at one time, but they're not in that ownership now.
Any other questions?
Is the parking going to be an issue for Mr. Tuck? They can accommodate the parking requirements?
My initial conversations with Mr. Tuck about using the subject property and the property to the east was not an issue for him. I think a lot of the demand, if they need to come in and do a parking demand study, I would anticipate, given the hours, we'll find that there's different peak demands for any of his future tenants in the building to the east and the gymnastics school.
Is that like a grass field by the oak tree, by the tree there?
To the north?
Yes.
That's a retention area.
To the north or to the west? You're looking
to the west. This is an undeveloped lot.
Okay, does Mr. Tuck own that one? Why couldn't he use that for parking?
Dust bowl.
He could, but under the code, in order to count it, he would need to come in with a site plan to pave it.
Even for temporary parking like that, just a few hours a day, it has to be paved?
We would have to discuss that further. The code requires all parking to be paved unless it's waived by the city engineer. We hadn't broached that with the city engineer. We can certainly do that depending on how the life safety plan shakes out with the parking requirements.
My daughter goes to a different gym a few years ago, and I parked all over Creation.
I would prefer to be able to keep them on the two subject properties that have the internal circulation,
yeah.
Only because there aren't any sidewalks on 33rd Street.
Uh-huh.
Certainly not an issue right now because all of those buildings are vacant. But if at some point that warehouse and distribution facility were to become highly active, I wouldn't want to see a lot of people walking on 33rd Street without sidewalks being added.
The parking, of course, our determination has to do with the suitability of this location. The parking issues between staff and Mr. Tuck, I think. Does it appear that parking is an issue that would cause issues to be questioned?
I don't think the 13 spaces that he has on site are going to be sufficient. He has 17 spaces on the adjoining property for a total of 30 spaces.
When you say adjoining, you mean the one right to the right of it without crossing the road?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's a common parking. That's a common paved area between those two buildings. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay.
They're in separate ownership, so I had to count the parking separately.
They're in separate ownership, but...
I'm sorry. They're on separate parcels. They're
common,
not in
ownership.
Common ownership.
Yeah,
separate parcels, common ownership.
So any problem with parking belongs to Mr. Tuck in any case?
It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
and I don't believe he's going to have a problem with 30 parking spaces.
That's why I asked the question.
No.
I don't see a problem coming, but I thought maybe I was overlooking something.
No, I don't see one coming with the 30 spaces available.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. Would the applicant like to speak? Does anyone have a question of the applicant?
No.
I'm ready to move forward.
I think it's put the building to good use.
Yeah.
We're covering it pretty well.
I move approval based upon the exceptions that staff has enunciated.
Second. Yeah.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Roos?
Yes.
Mr. Carrasco?
Yes.
Ms. Cully?
Yes.
Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Juergens?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes. Congratulations, your special acceptance has been approved. You may move forward. Do we have any old business? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
No.
All approved? All. Being adjourned.
15.
It was great.
We get paid the same whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours.
You guys work cheap.
Maybe we're getting to work.
Mr. Lee.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening. Thank you. Clean it out for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you. And I'll get that to you tomorrow.
Okay. Can you just email it to me?
Yep.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Going to grocery store?
Hello. All right. Here's something for me. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, and that was the thing, you know, we're so industrial. Thank you, darling. So industrial heavy.
Pretty good.
That was really what was coming down to. We were telling volleyball places and soccer places no, because we had no way to let them.
And those are the only places that have a free span.
A free span with no holes. Right, exactly. So it works out. I mean, like Patty was saying, you know, for the special exception, I mean, we had to make the special exception because of site issues.
Right.
Parking, you know, that kind of thing, but it can work out good, I think.
Yeah.
Well, get rid of the light and the old building sitting there for no reason.
I was looking at the building south of that.
Isn't that cool?
Charlie was asking those questions. I mean, he was going to.
I don't know. Because it's a nice building.
This is Isaac. That way he asked that question.
Very well.
I would love to see.
It's a pretty building.
I'd love to see an ice skating rink.
Yeah, or something.
Where you pay.
People could do, and it would give people, you know, yeah, kids, give them a reason to do stuff. Would be good.
Because I love ice skating and I love roller skating, but I'm not going to drive out to where the roller rinks are because they're not a real safe place.
No. And they're far away.
Yeah.
If you could just drive up there, there you go. And Stadium Park is not in a bad place. Being a show, because right across the street, the worst thing you have is the old people coming to beat you with their cane or something, you know?
I resemble that.
But no, that, you know, I think it'd be a good thing for everybody.
Didn't we have a figure skater, famous figure skater from Ocala just a couple of years back that was like?
Yeah, she, yeah, young girl.
Yeah, and they have to go all the way down to Orlando.
Mm-hmm. And train.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll call Barbara.
There you go.
Hey, who could that be in this one?
And say.
Have a good evening.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.
See you later.
Hello? Is it not turning off?
No. You're doing that when you're scaring.
You're doing all of them.
How are you doing all of them?
I can do all of them.
You can?
I can't do them from here, but.
Well, somebody was.
What?
Oh, that's your screen.
Oh, yeah, I turned.
Duh. I'm like, how are you? I'm like, you're scrolling along there on that.
Well,
the screen.
That's because they are not on the computer.
Right.
They're on the public display.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was like, I'm so completely lost how she's doing that. The only one I couldn't get was Williamson's.
His is, or is it Jergens? One of these ones over here are doing something funny.
Which one?
This one.
First thing.
He's on public display. Now he's on there. It looks like you turned it off already.
Oh, so it just went off.
He must have turned it off and it was just cycling through.
Yeah.
And I...
makes me nervous when they do that because I don't know what they're going to find when they turn them back on.
And you're like, ah.
What did I say? Well, we weren't looking at porn. How are
you? Oh, you didn't bring your little...
That's all right.
Cart.
I'm strong. And those are light. They're 16 pages a piece, so I'm in trouble if I can't carry those.
And now.
Oh, yeah, we need to...